This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver truck driver involved in a 2022 crash that killed a Wyoming family was convicted of vehicular homicide yesterday. The jury also found Jesus Puebla guilty of multiple charges, including vehicular assault and reckless driving. The 27-year-old was driving a commercial box truck northbound on I-25 in Weld County when he collided with two vehicles, killing the family of five and injuring another person in a separate vehicle. Puebla will be sentenced in June. Colorado launched a new $450 e-bike discount for everyone April 1st, but most retailers aren't signed to issue the tax rebate. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Mackenzie Hart runs Hart Family Cyclery in Aurora. He says the problem is the program forces bike sellers to front the cost of the discounts. Once a shop issues a rebate, it'll have to wait to file its 2024 taxes to get any reimbursement from the state.
I have to be able to financially support myself, my family, and my employee. And this program just doesn't allow for that.
Starting next year, the state says it'll repay shops quarterly instead of annually. In the meantime, it's working with a pair of financial lenders to help retailers carry the extra expenses. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies open the 2024 Major League Baseball season on the road tonight. They'll face the defending National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks in Phoenix. The Rockies are trying to bounce back from a record 103 losses last season. Game time is 8:10 p.m. In Grand Junction, there's a decent chance for rain showers tonight and tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s. In Vail, snow and blowing snow is possible. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.